What is happening, my PGA DFS and golf betting fans? It is major time as the U.S. Open travels east back to my home of New England. While it might not be my home now, I still consider myself a New Englander, especially at heart. You guys ever hear the way I'm talking? Certainly can pick up on it right away as the PGA Tour heads back for the first time since the 1980s. Just like inflation at its highest, well, the PGA Tour is heading back to the country club in Brookline, Massachusetts. Last time we were here was the 1999 Ryder Cup, and I'm going to tell you just a little bit about the course, the players playing this week, and what we can expect to see from one of the biggest slates tournaments of the year. So let's go ahead and jump right in. I want to make sure you guys are also liking and subscribing to our channel here, especially weeks like this where there's just so much fantastic content. Best way to get notified about that content is to like and subscribe. And of course, I want to thank Prize Picks, our new sponsor of this video on demand series. Of course, check my other two videos, my sleepers and my values. Those are going to have actual picks from Prize Picks. So check that out. I'll tell you a little bit about them in just a little bit as well. As we go into the country club and learn a bit about it, it's a par 70, roughly coming in at around 7,300 yards, which for a par 70 is actually quite long. Well, we'll have more up-to-date information about driving accuracy and greens and regulation. You can expect driving accuracy to be below 60% this week. Greens and regulation also going to be a struggle to hit, probably somewhere around 60 to 65%. Greens are small here. There are a couple of big ones, but on average, they are pretty small here. You're also going to be playing in a POA bent mix. That's what we always have up north. Up north, you can't really grow anything else. Certainly, Bermuda won't last up there, so that's what we can expect from our grass type. Now, moving on to our hardest and easiest holes. Here's what I have predicted. Of course, if you want to see the full slate of holes that golfers will be playing this week and how I expect them to be played, check out the First Cut article on Osmo. That is free each and every week. I also break down hole by hole and give you where I believe golfers will be hitting their approach shots from. So, hardest holes. We get the par 4 third. It's going to be about a 499-yarder. The par 4 10th, a 498-yarder to start off the back nine. And the par 4 15th, well, that is probably going to play as the hardest hole on the golf course here this week, a par 4 measuring over 500 yards. Again, it's just a contract of par, but two par, it should play the hardest. Now, going to the easiest holes, there are some scoreable holes here at the Country Club. While there are going to be some very difficult ones, there's also going to be a few that you should be able to score on. The par 4 5th is one of them. I'm sorry, the par 4 5th. Yes, I said that correctly. I got my names mixed up. We got a 4 and a 5 right next to each other. But the par 4 5th is a drivable par 4 that measures about 310 yards. That's at its longest, too. So if they play it from a different tee, expect it to be shorter. I expect that to play as one of the four easiest holes on the golf course. The par 4 7th gives you another scoring chance, just two holes away from that. And then the last premium scoring chance is the par 4 15th, although it does measure over 600 yards. So not going to be easy by any stretch. Now we take a look at, obviously, each U.S. Open is different, is played at a different golf course. But if you go look at the scoring over the last couple, they've been almost identical. So let's jump in and see what it looked like last year at Torrey Pines as John Rahm put up 95 points. The average top 10 salary, 8,600. So obviously players that were expected to play well in the U.S. Open did in fact do so. And the average ownership was 14%, kind of going along with that. So a rather chalky U.S. Open last year for John Rahm's win. Now, I already mentioned the grass type here. It's a mix of POA. Again, up north, they really don't have many choices on what types of grass they can grow. So expect the similar of that this week. There will be some native fescue as well in the native areas. Of course, the dense forests of New England will be a prominent feature this week as well. Okay, now on the top strokes gain statistic. Well, in majors, it's always the same, the strokes gain total. I know that's kind of boring, but every single part of a golfer's game matters here this week and certainly in every other major championship. So nothing sticking out. But what does stick out is the approach yardage. 175 to 200 yards is going to be the main focus. And in fact, four holes to start off the golf tournament will come from those approach yardages. So kind of crazy there that that's kind of how it's going to go on. Now, for our final graphic, there is 156 players in the field. All golfers ranked at the top 10 of the world are here. And most of the world's top 50 are here as well. So obviously one of the strongest fields in the game of golf. Top ranked player is Scotty Scheffler. Now, on to my clicks before I tell you about Prize Picks. First, Tony Finau. It's going to be my first click coming here at 35-1 and just $8,200 on DraftKings. He is playing some fantastic golf and has presented some value still. Also, going along with the fantastic golf, more recently, actually more over the year, I should say, Tony Finau has played great recently, whereas Joaquin Neiman has had an incredibly consistent year, also had that win at the Genesis Open. I think he's ready to take that next step up into the major championship category. He's 40-1 this week and 8,900 on DraftKings. And lastly, my third and final click here, Sepp Straka, coming in at 250-1. Buddy has made the cut in each of the year's first two majors. And this golf course, which requires both accuracy and distance, good iron play, good around the green play. Sepp Straka has shown us all of that here this year, so take a look at him. Okay, those are going to do it here for my course and player preview for the United States Open. It's going to be a fantastic week. The golf world will be buzzing. All of the LIV golf players will be back here this week to play, and we'll be getting grilled, I'm sure, by everybody. A great dynamic to watch unfold. Okay, lastly, let's tell you about Prize Picks. If you haven't checked them out, they are daily props-based contests that you can choose multiple different sports. So with the the NBA Finals, going on right now, you've got a line on a player. Let's say you think Steph Curry is going to score over 30 points and you think John Rahm is going to shoot better than, say, 69.5. You can combine those two. You can pick up to five players for your lineup, which will net you 10x if you get all of those players right. So check it out on PrizePicks.com or in the Google Play or App Store today. Of course, use promo code AWESOMO to get a $100 match on your first deposit. Again, promo code AWESOMO, first match of $100. Okay, that is going to do it for me here on the Course and Player Preview. Good luck this week at the US Open. Take down that millionaire maker. And